Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Howard Reback with us. Having gone through the tunnel and made it out the other side successfully, Howard Reback is a gambling survivor who has seen it all. After 25 years of hard gambling, Howard overcame his own addiction and is living proof that an addiction can be cured quickly and permanently. Howard has built a new career as a counselor, television and radio personality, court-appointed therapist for those in real financial trouble, those trying to avoid jail, for example, for possible fraudulent acts. And Howard's experience led him to create a very unique approach to treating compulsive gambling based on practical methods and proven results. Here he is back on Coast to Coast. Howard, welcome back. How have you been?
George, so good to talk to you. I'm doing great. Thank you. I love the intro, but it does bring tears back to my eyes every time I hear someone mention what I was and who I was, and look in the mirror now and see what's happening with my life. It's quite a 180.
And Howard, for the benefit of new listeners, tell them who you were.
Well, who I was somebody who is not alive and kicking now, thank God. I was, and I say this to your 2 million plus listeners out there in radio land, that
three,
I was
3 million, Howard. 3 million.
Three. Oh, you see, I'm not good with numbers. That's why I lost at the casino. I was somebody. 3 million listeners. I was somebody who ate, breathed, and lived the world of gambling. Could not get enough of it. To me, it was my oxygen, and it took me to places in this world that I thought I could never be, mentally, physically, family-wise, friend-wise, financially, and it has literally shaken me to the core, to the point that when somebody comes to speak to me about the world of gambling and the addiction that they possibly might have, I would work with them around the clock until I could shake all those gambling addiction demons out of them, literally. It had done such a number on me that when I think back to the days, and we're going back about 40 plus years almost, and I think about what the world of gambling has done to me and what it's doing to me right now, that I've jumped across the fence and I'm on the good side of the world of gambling, which of course we'll get to soon. It's an amazing addiction. It's something that you can't see, you can't smell, you can't taste. It's called the silent addiction, and I lived a lie for many years. I hurt many people, specifically myself, And I will take the opportunity right now, being in Montreal on the East Coast at 3 o'clock in the morning, to thank friends and family who have either stayed up late to listen to this show or who are up early listening to the show. And for those I hurt, I apologize every single day in more ways than anybody could imagine. Gambling is a game. Gambling is supposed to be for fun. And for the 5 to 8% of those that it bites in the rear end and takes their life and mangles it as it did to me, those are the people I'd like to help. Gambling in itself, like drinking, like smoking, done recreationally, and yes, that is possible. I do believe in that, is great. But somehow it gets under the skin of a handful of people, and it's tough. It's tough to get out of that, George.
Right. Really. And Howard, what is the definition of recreational gambling?
I think recreational gambling would be a couple going to the casino once a month, a few $100 in your pocket if you can afford that. Really go out and have fun as you would spend money on dinner or a show. Go to the casino, gamble online, as we say, for a kibitz, just to enjoy yourself, have a winning dream in your pocket until the game is over. That would be recreational gambling. And I must tell you that, thank God, the majority of people who do gamble, that is the definition of what it is that happens. It is recreation, and that is fine. It doesn't affect your life. It doesn't affect your purchasing power. It doesn't ruin your life. It doesn't ruin your family life. It won't make a hole in the bank account that you have. But it's the other, as I said, 5 to 8% of those who let the world of gambling out of control. That's what this is all about. And I want to thank you very, very much for allowing me the couple of hours tonight and this morning to speak for those that can't speak for themselves, because there are a lot of people are living in a dark corner, George, and it's not fun. And I say that only because I was one of them.
How many addicted gamblers, Howard, want out of what they're in?
That's a very interesting question. Let's do the math backwards. They say, whoever they are, and I'm not a huge guy believing in statistics all the time, but being in Canada and the majority of your listeners being in the States, the numbers pretty much are prorated. It's about the same. So if we use a figure of, say, 6% of those that gamble have a problem, I think in my heart of hearts that anybody that is a pathological and sick gambler, as I was, I think deep, deep down, George, they do want to stop. I've never met somebody who was a pathological gambler, meaning 5 days a week, 7 days a week at the casino and or gambling online for big money. I don't think anybody that does that to that extent really does not want to break the addiction. The problem is that they can't. That's the problem. But I don't think anybody that smokes two packs of cigarettes a day really enjoys and wants to continue to smoke two packs of cigarettes a day. I know that I didn't. I wanted out the second I knew that I was sick, but I couldn't.
I mean, it's fun going to Vegas once in a while, having a great time, getting a nice hotel room. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, absolutely. You're making me flip through my Rolodex right now and wanting to call my agent in the morning. I agree. it's look, who would not want to go to Sin City for 3-4 days, and you can't stay longer unless you're a resident.
Or two. Or two.
Right, exactly. Who would not love to go to a place where the only reason to stay in the room is to shower and to sleep for 20 minutes? It's fantasy land for adults. I mean, Vegas, Atlantic City, but let's use Vegas, as you just said, because Vegas is one of a kind. And it is Disneyland for adults, right? And who would not want to go to Disneyland if you're 9 years old? I agree. It's when you lose yourself and then you're paying the price long after the plane lands back in the city from which you left from. And you're paying a heavy financial price.
Well, as I tell people, Howard, right, Vegas was not built by winners.
Well, I'm laughing inside that you mentioned that, George, because you mentioned that when I was on a few months ago, and I must tell you, I've quoted you at least once a week, and man, you are bang on with that comment. Exactly, exactly.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. So a lot has been happening on this planet in the last couple of years. We've gone through a pandemic and everything else. Emotions are up and down. Are you seeing an increase or a decrease in gambling?
I'm seeing an increase, George. I would say that since the pandemic, so-called, is over, that the uptick with gambling, specifically sports gambling, is still on the rise. And I really, in fact, don't know where or how it's going to end. If we take roughly the last 18 months since spring of 22, 18 months that people have sort of found more semblance in their life, have gone back to their lives, whatever that means in the new world, as you just said, gambling is still on the rise. Sports gambling online is way up. Lottery ticket sales are way up. The attendance at casinos, that's about the same. But that's because there's more online gaming. So in totality, George, the world of gambling is still growing. It still is.
It's incredible. What was your game of choice?
My game of choice is the same age I wish I was today, and that would be blackjack. To me, aside from the money, it was the excitement, the so-called counting of the cards, but apparently I wasn't as good as I thought I was because I didn't win that much. Blackjack was my game, and it still is. I love the math behind it. I like the game when it can be played quickly. The little bit of camaraderie, although I never really liked playing with what I called Bobo players who really can count to 21. I always said, if you can't count to 21, I don't think blackjack should be your game.
Right.
But that was my game, blackjack, yeah.
It's always frustrating to have somebody next to you who doesn't really know how to play, screw up the cards. You know what I'm saying.
I giggle because when you say what you just said, it resonates in my mind and brings back all the memories. And when you're sitting with somebody who's playing blackjack and they cannot count to 21, it's pretty sad. I mean, having a gambling addiction is sad enough. Having a gambling addiction and not being able to count, that's a little bit sadder. Exactly.
Some people say, depending on how much money one comes with to a gambling casino, if they can afford to lose it, so far they're not addicted. That's not necessarily true, though, is it?
It's a great question, and it's a great point. I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, I've seen, you know, Shaq on TV being interviewed about gambling, Michael Jordan, Nicholson, and if somebody can afford to lose $1 million a weekend at the high end, they would say, don't worry about it, I can afford it. I still think that's a sickness beyond. If everybody knows in their heart of hearts what they can play with, what they can afford. And again, this is not just limited to gambling at a named casino. This goes for anybody online gambling too. You know that if you want to spend $20 a week on lottery tickets, as my late mom used to do, it didn't change her life. She enjoyed herself, as I said before, and I like to always say, if you want to carry a dream in your purse or your pocketbook for a couple of days and check the numbers at the end of the week, that's fine. That's not going to hurt anybody, unless, of course, forgive me, if the $25 a week will hurt you, that's not what I meant. But your listeners understand what I'm saying. If you can just do it as recreation, as we said at the top of the hour, and just have fun, that's great. But deep down, everybody certainly knows what their budget is, be it for gambling or for food or what kind of car they could buy. Everybody knows deep down what they should be doing and what they can afford.
You mentioned sports betting, and it seems to be growing in this country with states approving it left and right because they want their tax money.
Well, I usually begin my lecture by saying to everybody in the audience that the body of people that have the biggest addiction is the government, and they're addicted to money. And that held true when they legalized gambling. That held true when they turned from prohibition to saying, one minute, we can make money on booze, let's legalize it. And that's all true. If you took away, and this fact that I've checked in every province up here in Canada and or in the States, every province or state, if you were to remove income tax, alcohol sales, gambling revenues, which is now, by the way, in 45 states out of the 50, when I started playing, it was in 2. If you took away all that net income, I think every state, every province, and both of our countries would be bankrupt. And by the way, I'm not so sure that they aren't already on paper, but could you imagine, George, taking away all that money from the coffers?
Oh, my God.
I think the American deficit right now, forgive me, it's about $32 trillion. I mean, can you imagine if they didn't take in all that extra revenue from gambling?
That would be in trouble.
Well, we'd be in more trouble. I think we already are, but the revenues, I mean, I have the wherewithal. I'm privileged to work, and I'll get to this soon, hopefully, if we have time. I work with a number of casinos, and the profits on the gambling, or rather in the gambling world, is not only wonderful, and as I always say, that gambling is great if you're the casino operator, but it's, you can't lose. You open a casino, you cannot lose. I mean,
and then most casinos will discount or give away their rooms to high rollers just to get them there.
Well, of course, you know, the old story was the guy that comes back to his hometown and says, my God, I was in Vegas. I had a great room. I didn't pay anything. I wined and dined. I had steak and lobster. I saw shows. It cost me nothing. Oh, I lost 12 grand at blackjack. Yeah, if you worked it out, the math is $112 for a Diet Coke. Exactly. I mean, that's where the money is. As you said 20 minutes ago, Vegas was not built on winners. Exactly. And that's really what this is all about, George. I've gone full circle. It's 40 plus years in this nonsensical, whacked out, lovely, crazy world of gambling. And I would just love to promote the idea that people do go to the casino, do gamble online, sports betting, but just do it for the fun of it, as they say in so many ads that so many casinos use. Gambling, it's just a game. If we could just keep that mindset that it's just a game and it's not a 9-to-5 job where you're going to go and make money so you can pay the rent on the first of the month, that would be wonderful. But again, it gets under the skin of 6, 7, 8% of those who do play, and that's when their life ends up in turmoil.
That's amazing. Can an addicted gambler like you did stop cold turkey when you finally decide to?
Again, I have flashbacks of when it was that I stopped and how I stopped. This might be a great time, George, if you don't mind, for me to mention just one person, if I may, and I think you already know what I'm going to say and who I'm going to mention in full transparency. My brother, who lives in Los Angeles and who is listening right now in his home.
Whom I know, and I know well.
What I was going to say is a good friend of George's, and this is how I come to Coast, and I thank both George and Billy for making the marriage and allowing me the wherewithal to come on the air. Billy, along with some family members many, many years ago, fooled me, and thank God they fooled me, and had me fly out to Los Angeles just for a long weekend. Married, kids, and I went. But what I didn't know, and thank God I did not know that, I walked into a family intervention.
Uh-huh.
I was pinned against a corner by my brother and some loving cousins. And I had to turn state's evidence. I was verbally raped, and I was questioned. I was outed, and my life came crashing down. It was all done out of love, obviously, and caring. My folks knew, my family knew what it was I was in store for when I was going to get to Los Angeles. And that's how my gambling came to a screeching halt, George. And that's the best way to describe it, screeching halt.
Was it difficult for you to stop?
No, because I was more worried about what my family would do to me than losing money. Mentally, I think when I had the intervention done to me, around me, that overtook what I was thinking about on a day-to-day basis. I think by that time, the world of gambling nauseated me. It really did.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.